You know, we're seeing things like the adults getting caught on glue boards with their wings haven't formed properly, their antenna are malformed, their cerci, the sensory appendages on the back are not formed correctly. Once again, those are chow for the other adult roaches, right? But we're seeing the effects of these IGRs work through that population.
Welcome to Pest Posse TV, the ultimate hub for pest management professionals hungry for success. Brought to you by the Pest Posse, your trusted resource for pest control-related training and information. The Pest Posse is here to arm you with the skills and knowledge needed to propel you toward unparalleled success in the pest control industry. Whether you're a seasoned pest management professional looking to sharpen your skills or just getting started in your pest control career, we've got you covered with riveting discussions, expert interviews, and insider insights that will not only educate but entertain. So get ready for a journey into the pest control industry like never before, right here on Pest Posse TV.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. That's right. It is Pest Posse TV coming at you once again. And I am Cully Christensen, visionary and creator here at the Pest Posse, and I'm joined by Foster Brushka. That's right. The great author of The Fundamentals of Pest Control Sales.
Well, I don't need to say anything. I'll just sit over here and look pretty while you just direct this whole thing and just make it all go. I'm just going to sit over here and just look handsome and pretty like I normally do. And we could just bring our guest in. How does that sound? Do I need to say anything?
Right. I don't know. You may have wanted to remind everybody your Captain Productivity, your I don't know, whatever else I call you.
You got every name. Yeah. Whatever.
Exactly. I'll make up more as we go, trust me. So
I'm sure you will.
Today we have another fantastic interview with Tim Hewson from Syngenta. This man is a glutton for punishment, or either his company just is like, Tim has to do it. None of the rest of us want to be on with these two clowns.
Well, that's what I was going to say. He's just so gracious to just keep coming back, and we just keep beating him up. No, we don't. No, Tim is just a wealth of information. He's just been in the industry so long, and he's just such a great representative for Syngenta, and just with what he does there. And it's great that we're actually going to be able to get in here. We talked about it a little bit with our with the interview we did with him previously as far as talking about Cockroach Control 101, but we're going to kind of deep dive into that Avion Trio, that brand new bait that they've got, that Syngenta had come out. I think it's got some pretty cool things that Tim's going to go over, and it was a great discussion. All three of us, we made it a trio that all of us were doing this interview together. So it's me, Cully, and Tim. We're a trio talking about cockroach bait. So it's going to be, I think it's good. This is a good episode, you know?
Yeah, no, I think, they almost could have called it quattro, because you've got three active ingredients and they've got a specific bait matrix that helps keep the cockroaches from becoming bait averse, which is pretty fascinating.
Hey, yeah. So
he breaks this product down really well. Fascinating. Really, it's a great conversation. It'll help give you guys some real good knowledge as to how you might want to change some of your cockroach treatments out there and be a little bit more IPM if you'd like. And good product. Yeah.
Exactly. Really, really good product. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I say, you guys all know everything that we're about. We got just so much stuff to hawk and we could talk about forever. We really haven't talked about it too much as far as my book, best-selling book, Fundamentals of Pest Control Sales. I mean, go on to Amazon and check that out. Just got done doing a series of a masterclass, or in the process of doing that with people. So be looking for that. Might be coming out eventually, but I just say, without any further ado, let's just jump over to this great conversation we have with Tim, because it's just, he's got such wealth of information about this Avion Trio.
Well, yeah, and Tim is just a joy to talk to, so let's go. Tim Hewson from Syngenta, he is back on with us today, and we appreciate him so much.
No better place to be.
That's right. It's almost like Beauty and the Beast. Tim is the beauty because he's got all the knowledge and he's got all the product. And, well, I'm just kind of a spaz out here trying to make things happen with Foster.
No one would say that. Anywho, thank you for the opportunity to be back on. Certainly never a dull moment on this show, and always full of enriching stories and information.
Yeah, that's one way to look at it. So we're here today to talk about Advion Trio, the new cockroach gel bait that you guys have released. And this is just kind of a, well, I would say it's completely new like concept, but to some degree it is. It's got some really good features to it. You've got a trifecta of you know, different aspects coming in together. Why don't you tell us about, you know, the product and a little bit about like how you guys came up with this idea?
Absolutely. I mean, we had the most creative naming people in the business name our product Advion Trio because it has three active ingredients in it, right? It's an Advion cockroach gel with three active ingredients. It's got the endoxicarb, so 0.6% endoxicarb. That's what's been in our normal Advion cockroach gel bait. That's what's been in our Advion Evolution, where the food matrix changed. So it has 0.6% endoxicarb in it. But then the Trio aspect comes in where we also have 0.1% Novaluron. That's a chitin synthesis inhibitor in use as a liquid spray or in termite baiting systems right now. So some folks out there might be familiar with that Novaluron. But 0.1% Novaluron and then 0.1% insect growth regulator, pyroproxifen or a hormone mimic. So we got the two IGRs plus the endoxicarb in there. And that's where, you know, the trio of active ingredients, it's a trio of IRAC classes for those folks, you know, cognizant enough to be rotating modes of action and action or mode of action class. So there's three IRAC classes in there. Those three active ingredients are all combined in the same food matrix as is in Advion Evolution. So that is our top of the line, so to say, our five-star cockroach bait food substance. So we package the highly edible food matrix, you know, the aversion resistant food matrix, and we combine it with these three active ingredients into the same cockroach gel bait.
Well, I think that's fabulous. We were alluding to this on a show we were doing earlier, just on cockroaches. And I walked out being confused. I'm like, what is the third active? But you have these two different, growth regulators in there, which is obviously what that third active is. And I think that is totally different, having those two different types of growth regulators.
There's attributes to each of those in terms of, you know, endoxicarb itself, Advion itself has been a flagship cockroach gel bait in our industry, so to say, since it came out 18 years ago. And endoxicarb as by itself still works today. It's got the meta-active effect that kind of gives it a selective toxicity towards cockroaches that are biologically activating or bioactivating that product once they've ingested it, right? Nothing has changed there. It's got that great endoxicarb in it, but you couple in the chitin synthesis inhibitor, which really takes out larger stage nymphs when they try to molt. You see some of the same, anybody that's done termite baiting before will know this term, jackknifing. That's when you can't, you know, you're not functionally making new cuticle once the old one's removed and you kind of come out humpback. There's almost an appearance to that where larger nymphs fail to molt properly. The pyroproxifen has an impact on so to say, somewhat on those larger nymphs, but on the smaller nymphs. And then it also is known to, if a adult female gets into it or near it and interacts with pyroproxifen, she aborts her egg cases, which has like huge next level implications for management, sustained management of challenging populations. And that kind of piggybacks to where we see this. I mean, because we still have Advion Evolution, and then we have this trio. And the trio you could think of as if I'm going into a challenging clean out, where if it's an account of mine already, a situation's got out of hand. Somehow, some way that I'm not going to say that never happens because I've been on the side of the table where that happens. But that the sort of say the clean out effect, or you're going into a new account and you have no idea of the past history of what's been used. another easy example of where Trio might fit in. If I'm going down to managing a sustained management of a population, that's where you might switch to Advion Original or even our OptiGuard cockroach gel bait line, a completely different food matrix, new AI, as kind of a management tool. Once you've knocked down or sustainably knocked down this population with this, and you're seeing that greater than 90% decrease, you know, over the course of a month, 2 months of really challenging population, then it might be time to work your way through to a rotational strategy. Trio, that's where we kind of see it positioned is, once again, for those really challenging cleanouts, for those really challenging new account situations where we don't know what the past history is, and I need to get this under control, and my customer wants it now.
Because the first thing I thought of when you started talking about this triple action and what those are exactly, my thought was, how is a roach going to have, who has built up resistance, right? How is he going to have resistance to this, right? Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but typically roaches can't build up resistance to IGRs.
No, it's not a normal thing. It would not happen. Basically, resistance is going to be, you know, molecular, biochemical, or cuticle resistance. And this is a bait that's ingested, and then the enzymes inside that are either elevated or de-elevated that lead to the resistance happening to whatever product you're putting out. Endoxicarb resistance is not widespread right now, but this takes us to a different point also, Cully, where when I put out that 1 to 3 spots of bait per 10 linear feet or whatever the product label says, that's what this label says, written in linear feet that people actually understand for a change, as opposed to square feet. I've seen some labels that are cubic feet, and now I'm ascertaining how much cockroach bait to be putting out in a cubic foot of space. This is very simple, 10 linear feet, but let's say I put out my 1 to 3 dots and then that bait gets eaten, right? Theoretically, that endoxicarb will kill those roaches faster than the IGRs will impact. But what is well known is that pyroproxifen, or even to a degree from the way termite baits work, chitin synthesis inhibitors, stick around in the environment longer, have far lower active ranges. Like, let's say endoxicarb, this is just like part per million versus pyroproxifen's active at parts per billion, right? So you don't need much of it passing through that roach and being pooped out, you know, to a degree. There's going to be further after. I mean, that's the mindset we've seen from field work. We're going to be continuing research on this. I'm calling it the pooper scooper experiments. from field data that we've seen where we put this product out, we're not just killing adults. We're seeing a huge decline in adults. But then as we get into that 4 to 8 week point, we start seeing things like supernumerary nymphs showing up. That means that the nymph isn't molting properly, and the IGR in it, the hormone mimic, is making it stay a nymph rather than become an adult. So you end up with really black, highly sclerotized nymphs that are about 1.5 times the size of the adults. And those are basically food for the other roaches. This is a roach eat roach world. And if you're not functional and not productive, you don't last very long. You know, we're seeing things like the adults getting caught on glue boards with their wings haven't formed properly, their antenna are malformed, their cerci, the sensory appendages on the back are not formed correctly. Once again, those are chow for the other adult roaches, right? But we're seeing the effects of these IGRs work through that population, meaning that the endoxicarb A didn't kill them if they either ingested it. Most likely, if it comes up and eats a bite of bait, it's going to ingest endoxicarb. But it's all these secondary or tertiary or, you know, quaternary measures of exposure to those other AIs. And our field research, and we have plenty of laboratory research, which, I mean, to me, laboratory research is great, and it says certain things about what each of these AIs does, but putting it out in the field and seeing these things actually showing up on blue boards, the scientist in me, the nerd in me, wants to quantify exactly how long we're still getting pyroproxifen in the poop or the chitin synthesis inhibitor in the poop and what amount of endoxicarb we have. But bottom line is we're seeing it in the field while we're seeing a massive reduction in huge populations. Like I said, these were some challenging public housing trials done on the product, but we're seeing the signs of those things. That to me says that somewhere along that line of feeding on this bait at one point in time, it is eventually the endoxcarb is not there anymore, and we are seeing aspects of that IGR in action.
For people maybe who are new, they weren't around 18 years ago when endoxcarb came out, when we talked a lot about the MetaActive, right? Let's go over that in a little bit more detail. What is that like?
Well, the MetaActive is a, you know, we are feeding a bait here, and the endoxcarb itself is the only member of its chemical class, and it's a MetaActive or a pro-insecticide. That just means that in order for the active ingredient to truly become active and work on the thing that's actually inhibiting the nerve inside the bug, leading to paralysis and death, it has to be activated inside the bug. And certain types of insects have more specificity towards activating this or turning it on, right, than others do. Cockroaches being an easy example of that, where we have a high degree of specificity for activating. Endoxcarb is ingested, it's activated to an active form by the bug itself. This inherently, mammals have less of this than the target insects. That doesn't make it absolutely safe for a mammal to ingest, but it makes it less likely that you would have an issue.
So let's talk a little bit then about, you've talked about this specific bait matrix that you guys have developed that helps in the whole aspect of food aversion, right? So let's talk about that for a minute, because these are like different, you've got a multi-pronged effect, right? That's why they called it trio. This is really kind of in a sense, if you added the food in, it would be quattro, right?
There's aspects of the food matrix, the actual food grade ingredients going into these cockroach baits that are critically important, that balance of what's in there, you know, from fats, oils, protein, to the carbohydrate package. And the carbohydrate package is what's really, really been studied in terms of simple and complex sugars. When a roach decides it no longer likes the simple sugar, it won't eat it anymore. So say that's glucose. The problem is you start putting complex sugars into these baits, then inevitably one byproduct of those when they're broken down inside the bug is glucose. So you can still get to the same point. So having a very complex sugar package of what's getting in there as an attempt to mitigate or prolong even the amount of time until something decides it may not like the taste of this, that might give you enough time for the active ingredient to work. And then that averse cockroach isn't passing on that averse gene, right? Or it might give it enough time for these other AIs, in the case of Trio, to pass through that bug and have a bigger impact, make that female abort an egg case or something along those lines. So the food matrix has to remain palatable. And that's where we have this package in the same food matrix that's in our Advion Evolution bait. Like I said, this is the top of the line research that Syngenta has done in terms of palatability towards the roaches. And if you don't have palatability, or at least to some degree palatability, you should expect no result.
Any final thoughts on Advion Trio cockroach gel bait?
No. I just, hopefully, you know, maybe it might not be the product for you all the time. That's what I just, you know, want people to remember, that we're positioning this in our whole framework, of baits and how those might fit the needs of each PMP. But if you find yourself in that challenging situation, the clean out, the unknowns, you just picked up the account, This should be the one of the first things out of the toolbox for you in terms of getting a population in check really quick, having something else out there lasting that should last longer in the environment, leading to prolonged effective control that allows you to not have to be so reactive to an initial challenge.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, I think that's fantastic. I've been in plenty of those situations and loved, just fantastic to know that there's a real good choice out there in my toolbox that I can use in one of those. Okay, everybody, we'll give it a try. Let us know how it works for you. And we're real grateful to have Tim on and the support of Syngenta as always.
Thanks for listening to this production of the Pest Posse. Want to sharpen your pest control skills and knowledge? Then you don't want to miss out on PestPosseTV.com. Head over there for a treasure trove of video-based continuous training, weekly episodes, and so much more that will help you learn, grow, and succeed in this great pest control industry. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just getting started, Pest Posse TV is your go-to resource for pest control-related training and information. It's like having a mentor and trainer right at your fingertips 24/7. Be sure to follow the Pest Posse on social media to catch the latest updates and exclusive sneak peeks into what's coming up next. Be sure to tell your friends, colleagues, your neighbor, heck, tell everyone you meet about the Pest Posse and the awesome content we provide. Until next time, remember, pest control is an adventure. So go out there and enjoy the adventure with Pest Posse TV.